And now we have Anya on the line from Chile.
Hello.
Anya, you took part in the competition last year, is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little about it?
Well, it's open to people from any country between the ages of 16 and 18. First, you compete at home, so for me, in Chile, and then the international finals take place in London.
What exactly did you have to do there?
So, you have to give two speeches. The first one is a prepared speech that is a maximum of 5 minutes on a subject that they give you. That year for me, it was on the role of education. And then, after your speech, you have to answer questions for 3 to 4 minutes. And then the second speech, and this was definitely the scariest, was the impromptu speech. You are given 3 subjects to choose from, which you've never seen before, and then 15 minutes to choose one and prepare a speech of 3 minutes.
What did you choose?
I chose the title, To Be Grown Up is a State of Mind.
Were you nervous?
I was nervous, very nervous. But then I've never not been nervous before speaking in front of an audience. I've done a lot of drama, of acting, and that's taught me that nerves are good because you can learn to channel them into a better performance.
How is public speaking different from acting?
Well, in many ways they're similar because you need many of the same qualities to be able to stand in front of an audience confidently and speak clearly, to be convincing. But I'd say that public speaking is harder because you can't rely on anyone else. If you miss a line, there won't be someone next to you to give you your cue, and you're the main focus of attention 100% of the time.
And what did you learn from the experience?
I think it was one of the most useful skills I've ever learned, and that any person can have, because if you've learned to do it well and practiced, it means that you'll never ever have to worry about standing up and speaking in front of other people.
What tips would you give to someone about writing a speech?
Well, for writing a speech, I'd say to start by talking about the topic out loud and record whatever comes into your head on your phone. Then listen back to it and start by ordering your ideas on paper. And if you think the subject you have to talk about is a little dry, try to come up with some anecdotes to illustrate it. Also, use plain, simple language. Vocabulary that's too complicated puts people off.
And to deliver it?
I agree entirely with Lynn about being authentic, about being yourself. If you want your speech to be effective, people need to believe what you say. And in order to convince them, you need to be convinced yourself.